At about 11 o'clock on the morning of the 1st of April, 1944, the bombs fell on neutral Switzerland. Emil Busenhardt was then a 34-year-old construction engineer with an office in the town.
On the 1st of April, I walked, as I always did, from Schaffhausen railway station to my office about 10 minutes away. Big bombers were flying over the town, but this was at that time happening every day, so I didn't take much notice. I thought that, as usual, they would be heading towards Germany. But when they reached the lake, the planes made a turn of about 180 degrees, and I was sure they would come back. 10 minutes later, I arrived at the office of my colleague. Just then, we saw the first bomber make a signal to the others, and the bombs started to fall on a wood to the south of Schaffhausen. All my friends were rushing down to the air raid shelter. I looked out of the window and saw two members of the local council standing out in the street and just talking as though nothing unusual was happening. Shortly afterwards, I heard the bomb falling. It all happened so quickly, I couldn't move. It was as if I were paralyzed. Then I lost consciousness.
The bomb landed in the street just outside Mr. Busenhardt's office. The building was badly damaged and there was a huge crater in the road outside. The two men Mr. Busenhardt had seen talking were both killed instantly. The same bomb also killed 8 other people.
When I recovered consciousness, it was the worst moment of my life. Everything was absolutely still, and I suddenly realized that I was the only one alive. I was able to move. There was debris all around me, and I had to get out. I crawled on my hands and knees to another room, with a window through which I was able to escape from the building. My first thought was to go home to let my wife know I was alive, but I didn't get very far, because a friend saw me, told me I was injured, and said I should go straight to the hospital.
Mr. Busenhardt spent 5 weeks in hospital, while splinters were removed from his body. His hands are still flecked with powder marks, and there's a livid scar on his neck. If that neck wound had been 1 millimetre to the side, the doctors told him, he would have been dead. As it was, 40 people, including 7 of his friends, were killed by the American bombs, and many more were injured. The attack on neutral Switzerland was said to have been a mistake, and the United States expressed its deep regret for what happened.
I must say that in times of war, mistakes are made. We cannot be angry with the Americans for what they did. It was the war.